Financial markets appear to be in a state of confusion into the latter portion of the week. We're coming off a trading session where currency traders were looking for yield and safety in the US dollar, all while equity traders were happy to push stocks higher. Worry around the outlook for China and some concerning retailer earnings out of the US make reconciling the demand for stocks that much more difficult, though it's possible investors are betting that these negative developments will force the Fed to be more accommodative, which would then make it easier to understand higher stocks. At the same time, when we look at rate pricing, the trajectory is largely unchanged from earlier in the week, with June hike odds at 20% and July rate cut odds at about 15%. Another factor possibly driving stocks is expectation there will be a resolution on the U.S. debt ceiling, something that always plays out when the going gets tough. The way it always goes with this is that everyone gets nervous in the weeks leading up to the deadline, but ultimately a resolution is worked out. Finally, we saw bank stocks getting a boost with particular strength in the regional banks, this on news of Western Alliance reporting a deposit gain. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar come from an ECB Lagarde speech, Canada housing data, US reads in the form of Philly Fed, existing home sales, and some Fed speak. That's all for now.